Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 11th parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So Rabbi Shimon just said in the last Mishnah that a woman can sell property without going to Beis Din if she needs it for her mezonos. But if she doesn't need it for her mezonos, it's just to collect her ksuba, and then she has to wait for the Beis Din. So this is a continuation that Rabbi Shimon says something weiter based on that yesod. Machra ksubasa o miktsasa. If a woman sold some of her husband's property for her, either for the full ksuba payment or for a portion of the ksuba payment, mishkana ksubasa o miktsasa. Or if, let's say, she set aside property worth the value of the full ksuba, or as collateral, or for part of the ksuba, and she did that as collateral for a loan that she borrowed money, and she told the lender that she could collect from her husband, that he could collect from her husband's estate if she doesn't pay him back. So she's making use of the property that she's owed for her ksuba, and therefore it's like a quasi collection of the ksuba. Nasna ksubasa la'acher o miktsasa. If she gave her ksuba portion payment to somebody else, the value, something worth the entire value, property worth the value of her entire ksuba or a portion of the ksuba to somebody else, lo timkar sashar el bezin. In all those cases, she can't sell any more of her husband's property to collect the rest of her ksuba without the approval of the Beis Din. Because once she has collected any portion of her ksuba, or even if she hasn't actually collected it, she just gave it as a collateral, or she gave it away, she loses the right to have mezonos from the husband's estate. And like we said, if she's not getting mezonos from the husband's estate, then she's got to wait for the Beis Din to give approval on any sale she's going to do. But the Chachamim says otherwise, she could sell little by little, four or five times, and she could still sell other properties for her mezonos without asking the Beis Din for permission, because the Chachamim hold that she's entitled to mezonos even after she collects just a portion of her ksuba. And whenever she sells property, she should make sure to write down that when she sells a property that it's for the sake of food. So she should write that in the shtar mechira, that I sold it for my mezonos. And then when she sells it for a ksuba, she should write, I sold this for my ksuba. Otherwise, it looks like every sale is for her mezonos, which gives the impression that she needs a lot of food and no one's going to want to marry her if she keeps making all these sales and everyone thinks that all the sales are for her mezonos. They're going to think she eats like a horse. So now we talk about a grusha. A grusha lo timkar ela bebezin. A grusha who wants to collect her ksuba cannot sell her husband's property without the approval of Beis Din. You see, unlike an almana who can sell the husband's property on her own because he wouldn't want her to suffer the embarrassment of having to show up to Beis Din, a grusha, the ex-husband, is perfectly happy for her to suffer the embarrassment of showing up in Beis Din, and therefore we cannot use this svara that she doesn't have to go to Beis Din, because why should the husband wouldn't want her to suffer the indignity? No, he absolutely would want her to suffer the indignity. Mishnah Dalet now is about an almana who sold her husband's property for a different value than it's actually worth. Almana shaisuk subasa masayim, an almana whose ksuba is 200 zuz, umachra shavim mana b'masayim, and she sold a property that's really only worth 100 zuz, but she somehow got 200 zuz for it. Osha masayim b'mana, she took her 200 zuz property and only got 100 zuz for it, niskabla ksubasa. So in either of those cases, she got her full ksuba payment and she can't take any more. In the first case, she got 200 zuz, and that's the full ksuba payment. And in the second case, she took her karka worth 200 zuz, even though she only got 100 zuz for it, and that's her full ksuba payment. Basa mana for ksuba is only worth 100 zuz. Umachra shav mana v'dinar b'mana, and she sold a 101 zuz property for 100 zuz. Mechra batel. Then the mecher is batel because she's only owed 100 zuz. She had no right to sell property that's worth more than the than what she's owed. Afilu hi omeres achsiv dinar liyorshin. Even if she says it's okay, I'll give back the dollar, I'll give back the extra, still mechra batel. The mecher is batel because she had no right to engage in that mechira to begin with. Really, the mecher is kayim, unless there was enough property in the estate that had she sold only what she was supposed to sell, there would have been enough left over to be considered a field or a garden. So by selling the extra portion, she deprived the yorshim of a field or a garden. So the sale is a batel in that case, even if she compensates them for the extra amount that she took. Basada bastisha kavim. How much is the is what's the definition of a field or a garden? So in the case of a field, it means an area that's 9 kavim. Uvagina bas chatzi kavim. A garden means an area that's a chatzi kav. Ukedivre Rabbi Akiva beis rova. But Rabbi Akiva holds that the size of a garden is not a half a kav; it's a quarter of a kav. Haisuk subasa arba meil zuz. Let's say a woman's ksub was 400 zuz. Umachra lezebemana lezebemana, and she sold $100 property to one person for 100, and a second $100 property to another person for 100, and a third to a third person, ula achron yafamana v'din or bimana, and then the last property to the fourth person she sold was 101 dinar property that she sold for 100. So shalachron batal, the last sale is invalidated, because at that point she had already collected 300 zuz, so she only had the right to collect another 100, and she is trying to collect another 101. But vishal kulan mechron kayim, but the sales of all the other people, the mecher is still going to be kayim, the mecher is still going to stand. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel we said, if a woman sells either her entire ksuba, land to get paid her entire ksuba, or a portion of her ksuba, or she gives it as a mashkon, or she gives it to somebody else, any subsequent sale that she's going to do to collect can only be done in Beis Din, according to the Tanakam, according to Rabbi Shimon, meaning once she already collected part of her ksuba, she's no longer entitled to mizonos, and therefore any amount of any subsequent sale that she's going to do, since she's no longer entitled to mizonos, has to be done in Beis Din. And the Chum say she could sell however many times she wants, and she does not have to do it in Beis Din, but when she's selling things, she should mark off in the document what the purpose of the sale is, whether it's for mizonos or for ksuba, because you don't want to give the impression that everything is for mizonos and that she needs so much food. Then Mishnah Dalu, we said that if an almana has a ksuba that's worth 200 zuz, and she sold a cheaper property for 200 zuz, or she sold the 200 zuz property and only got 100 zuz for it, in either of those cases, that's all she's going to get for her ksuba. If she had a ksuba that was worth 100 zuz, and she took a $101 property and sold it for 100 zuz, the sale is void, and even if she says, I'll return the extra dollar to the Yarshim, it doesn't matter. She had no right to take that property to begin with. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, the sale is still going to be valid, and she could just return the extra, unless she took a property that was so much that she was taking away from the Yarshim the possibility of having a field or a garden, and then the Mishnah tells us what the amount of size of a shir or a garden is. And then the final case in the Mishnah was if she sold the property for 400 zuz, she had a ksuba rather worth 400 zuz, and she took $100 properties and sold them to three different people for 100 zuz each, so that was right on target. And then the very last property she took was a $101 property that she sold for $100, so the last sale is void, even though the first three are still going to be kayim. So Mishnah Dalet had these three different cases, one where her ksuba was 100 zuz, one where her ksuba was 200 zuz, and one where her ksuba was 400 zuz. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeet Aleph, Mishnah Hei.